Might have called it a sofa, might have called it a couch, might have called it a davenport.
Okay. All those things are about the same. About the same. And all of those things together, the davenport and the chairs and the rocking chairs together, what would you have called all of those things?
Furniture, I guess.
Okay, okay. Did you have anything in the bedrooms where you could, pieces of furniture where you could store clothes?
Yeah.
What were those called?
Bureaus, I think they were, some of them called bureaus.
Okay. I was wondering about
other
that.
Other name, I think.
Dresser? You ever hear of a dresser?
Yeah, dresser.
Okay.
I guess that's the common name. I believe that's what the folks call it.
And I guess in the early days, there wasn't any water running in the house, was there? Didn't have any indoor plumbing?
No.
Where did you get water from?
Just step out the back door and there was a wooden pump. It was about yay square. And I have some pictures of that. Hmm. That's unusual. I never seen another one, I don't think, anywhere.
Uh-huh.
But where Dad got that, I don't know. But that was a pretty good old pump, all right.
So it was made of wood?
Huh. Yeah, the outside of it. Of course, the cylinder was metal, all right.
Mm-hmm. What the thing that it came out of, what would that have been called? Did it have a name?
Well, I guess that was the spout.
Okay. If later on when you got water into the inside of the house and the thing that it comes out of, water comes out of in the kitchen, would that be called a spout too, or would it be called something different?
Faucet, I guess.
Okay. To bring the water, so it was, you had a well right outside the house.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go to a creek or anything nearby, did you?
No, there was a creek right there, but then we had this well. Right.
Okay. To bring the water in the house, what did you use? Did you have
used a bucket, okay, or a pail, some people call them pail. Okay.
What was it made out of?
Probably tin or
galvanized
steel. Okay. May have been before galvanized, I don't know, but anyway.
And when your mama was in the dish was in the kitchen working, and she was washing dishes, what was the name of the cloth she would use to wash them with?
Dishcloth.
Okay. And to dry them with, what would she use?
Dish towel.
Okay. And was there anything that she would use to set on the stove to boil in, to boil stuff in?
Kettles.
Okay. Is that what they were called, kettles? Ever call them tea kettles?
Well, tea kettle was for water.
Okay. And was there a particular kind of a pan that she would use to, like, cook up bacon or eggs or something like that?
Yeah, you used to call that the frying pan, I guess.
Okay.
Dutch oven.
Was it ever called a skillet, or is that something different?
Skillet, yeah.
Okay. I suppose that when you were young, y'all didn't have electricity in the house either.
No.
How did they light the house? How did they get light in the house?
Kerosene lamps.
Now, what is kerosene? What's it made out of?
That's a petroleum.
Okay.
Byproduct.
Okay. Did they ever use any? Did they ever burn anything else besides kerosene? Did they ever burn a?
No, not back. No day now. In the cabin, well, we burned gas because the gasoline lanterns had come out in the meantime. There. And then there were places that had carbide, these carbide lights, you know, out on the post office or in the store. Why, Dad had a carbide plant put in, buried something under the ground or a tank, and then. Fill that with carbide, put some water, and then you had gas lights, of course.